Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In April 2012, we were at the NEC in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live. Here's one of our interviews recorded at the show.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Okay, so I'm at Gadget Show 2012 and I've turned up to a stand called iGear. That's spelled A-Y-E gear. And it seems to be, it's the clothes show. Are we at the wrong show?
Definitely not. This is aimed for everything from the everyday traveller to the gadget geek like yourselves.
You're calling me a gadget geek. Can you believe this? I've just gone up in ranks.
That's my job. I'm the gadget geek around here.
Well, certainly the geek. Anyway, why are you selling clothing at a gadget show then, exactly?
Everyone's caring about iPads, smartphones. It's just become the norms. The numbers are rising each year and there's a market there for holding all your gadgets while you're out. And specifically for the travel market, for the likes of airlines raking in fees, baggage fees, you can counter that, carry everything, and our slogan is take everything everywhere.
Okay then, so now it's time to impress me. Let me just tell everyone what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a very sophisticated black, the sort of thing you wear, isn't it, Pete?
It is, it's definitely my colour.
This one's a particularly impressive piece of clothing though, because it has how many pockets?
22 pockets.
22 pockets. Good grief. And you also, you're styling a rather sexy vest. Well, you call it a vest, I'll just call it a sleeveless jacket. It's a bit more like a body warmer, but just as sleek. And how many pockets does that have?
This has got 18 pockets.
That's 18 pockets. Right, okay. I'm looking at you. You have a zip up the middle. I can see two zip pockets and your hands are in two other pockets. Turn around, please. Looks like you've got four pockets to me, so reveal your secret pockets. It's like talking to the Scarlet Pimpernel here. Right, off we go.
So we've got six pockets on the front.
Six on the front, okay.
In the front, one in the back. This is the biggest pocket on the jacket. On the inside, you've got a pocket for your smartphone, pocket for your iPad, your business cards, and within these pockets, you've got pockets for SD cards.
Good grief, hold on a minute. Well, you've just opened this up and you have an iPhone immediately on display. It has a cellophane pocket, yep. And you're actually operating your iPhone through the pocket. Now that is genius. That's really good. And what's this cable hanging out the top here?
These are earphones, so it's just cable management. So it's not lugging around or it's not getting in the way. It's all organized. And the best thing about this is if it's raining, so you don't have to take your phone out and get your phone damaged, you can just use your phone from right within the pocket.
That's brilliant. And next to that, to your right, you have a little pen. Yep. I see you've got some loose change up the top here. That's a nice little touch. And the actual headphone wire goes through a little pocket in through the neckline of the actual jacket. That's sleek. So it's not going to get in the way or anything, is it? It's actually there like permanently.
Correct. Yes, it's just there for so it doesn't get in the way. It looks kind of becomes part of the jacket. It's not revealing itself too much.
This is really good. I feel like I'm talking to James Bond, or is it Inspector Gadget? Oh, you've got another iPhone on the other side.
That's another iPhone on the other side. So it's kicking for left-handed people and right-handed people.
Brilliant idea, and more change. Also, it's like a replica of the other side. Yeah. Only I can't see the pen pocket. Where's the pen pocket?
Pen pocket is over here. That's the pen pocket.
We've still got one. It's me. I couldn't find it. And tell me something. We've also got your iPad. Where does your iPad fit? How can you get that up?
iPad 2, iPad 1, or the new iPad 3. And, or if you've got an Amazon Kindle, or if you're an Android geek.
I can't believe this. This is like, I'm just walked into the TARDIS of jackets. Look at the size of that. I mean, that's unbelievable. It doesn't show at all. Excuse me, sir. It doesn't show your size. Right. And what you got around the back?
Back, I've got a travel pillow, and I've got some socks. So if I'm traveling, blow up the inflatable travel pillow, and are you good to go?
Are you taking the mickey out of me now?
But you can fit anything from T-shirts, jeans, so you don't have to pay for baggage.
Excellent. So turn around for us. That's really, really nice. I like that. And I like the zip. I am knocked away. How much do I need to pay for one of these glorious pieces of fashion wear?
The vest comes in at $69.99 and the 22 jacket comes in at $89.99, which is reasonable because some cases, iPad cases, cost in excess of £40, £50, £60. It's one investment for a traveller and you're working your way around the baggage fees for it by airlines.
And where can I get one from?
You can get it from iGear, A-Y-E, gear.com.
Okie dokie, well, it's a wonderful jacket. I'm really impressed. And it's made of microfiber, is it?
It's got micro fleece inside, and you've got three materials blended in on the outside. So you've got cotton, polyester, and nylon tasselin.
I'm very impressed. Well, thank you very much, Zen. You have done a beautiful job of modelling that. You can put it back on now. What I do like about these, actually, is they do even out the weight. So instead of carrying a man bag like you do, All right, love. You can actually wear it, which is cool. I love it. Fantastic.
For links, pictures, and more coverage of Gadget Show Live 2012, go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Hi, this is Susie Perry, and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
We hope you found this interview of interest. If you'd like to find out more about our regular podcasts and maybe sign up, have a little listen to what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.